Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig. And, of course, it's going to be a fun week here in Goodyear, Arizona as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And what a great way to wrap up our very first morning of Wahoo Week interviews here in Goodyear, Arizona. It doesn't get any better than welcoming in the 2014 American League Cy Young Award winner. Corey Kluber joins us here at the table in Goodyear to talk about not only last year, but obviously now you look forward to 2015 and this Indians upcoming season. But Corey, again, congratulations. I'm sure you've heard that thousands of times during the offseason. Maybe it gets old, maybe it doesn't, but you're in select company now, a Cy Young Award winner. Just talk a little bit about that and how it feels to now have that award next to your name.
Thanks. Yeah, it's obviously an extremely humbling honor to, you know, have an award that so many great pitchers have won in the past. I think going to the Baseball Writers Dinner was probably the biggest eye-opening experience for me, you know, sitting at a table with people like Sandy Koufax and Cal Ripken. Probably nothing I ever really crossed my mind before.
Corey, looking back to a year ago right now, coming into spring training 2014, did you sense, man, I could have a pretty special season? Is that something that you're feeling, or is it just something that evolves as the year moves along?
Yeah, I think it's something that evolves. I don't try to set individual goals for myself as far as what I want to achieve, besides the fact of just trying to be consistent and go out there and, you know, do what I need to do each day. So I think it was just something that evolved throughout the season. Wasn't something I was striving for or anything like that. It's just, you know, I got on a good roll and confidence kind of builds and you continue to pitch well and things like that.
I was just going to ask you, was there a point of the year, whether it was a game or just some point, some section of the season, where you realized, man, I'm in that groove. There's something pretty special going on here.
I don't know if there's one particular instance. I think it was just kind of falls in the same thing as that last answer. It's just, it evolves throughout the season. You know, the more good starts you have, the more your confidence builds. And I think when you have a good level of confidence going, when you have a bad one, it's easier to recover from it and just kind of fall back into what had been working.
I had Mickey Callaway on earlier, and he was just talking about your work ethic and your preparation. Is that the same? Is it identical week to week, game to game? Are you basically so locked in that your prep before each start is the same? It never alters?
I try to keep it as much the same as I can because my thinking is that if I can do everything the 4 days in between the same, hopefully I can get my body to feel as close to the same each time out there as possible, which, you know, if you talk to starting pitcher, that's probably the toughest thing to handle, is that, you know, if you make 34 starts throughout a year, you're not going to feel the same all 34 starts. So to me, if I can try to do everything in between to get myself in the best position for when I do get out there, so hopefully I feel as consistent as I can.
Again, we're talking with Indians pitcher and Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber as he joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. So now we transition into 2015. As great an honor as that was, you put it behind you and you move on. But how much confidence does that now give you coming into this spring training and this upcoming season?
I don't know if it gives me any more confidence than I would have had if Felix Hernandez would have won. I think that confidence comes from having a couple successful years and just continually learning the league and things like that, and learning hitters, just gaining knowledge each time you go out there and watch another guy's pitch.
How much better can you still be?
I mean,
do you still see, do you sit down and study tape and sit down with Mickey and whoever else it may be and say there's still some big areas for improvement here?
Yeah,
I know that's hard to believe from a listener's standpoint.
I think there's always room for improvement. You know, pitching's, perfection's pretty unattainable for pitching, so there's always something that you can go out there and improve on. I mean, just because results have been good in the past, I don't think you can rest on those laurels and expect it to happen again, because guys are going to try to adjust to you. They're looking at you, what they can do differently and stuff like that, so you got to work to get better as well.
Corey, from an overall perspective, just your thoughts on this 2015 Indian season. Everybody we talked to here in the facility this morning, high hopes, high expectations. From a player's perspective, just give us your thoughts on this upcoming year.
I think it's exciting. I think it's, there's a lot to be said for the continuity we have, I think. You know, bringing back, for the most part, the same group of guys, I think, can go a long way to helping us get a lot of good work in spring and be in a really good position when the season starts.
Guys, before we let Corey go, any quick thoughts or questions from back in the studio?
Corey, what do you do in the off season to kind of keep yourself in shape and so you're ready to go here as we approach March?
You know, I have a routine in the off season that I've done for probably the last 4 or 5 years or so that I feel like it puts me in a good position physically to show up to spring training and be ready to get my work in and hopefully, get my body to the point where it needs to be once opening day comes around.
Were you just as excited to get spring training started as all of the fans were, not just because of the awful weather that we've had in Northeast Ohio, but just the way this team finished 2014, obviously just 3 games out of that wild card spot? Man, you were anxious to get back and get started?
Yeah, I think you can probably see how much excitement there was by the fact that everybody was here before we had to be. You know, everybody's at the complex at probably 5, 6, 7 days before reporting date and stuff like that. We had pretty much a full squad here, so I think that probably shows the amount of excitement the players have that they want to get here. They want to get back to work and get going.
No doubt. Corey, again, congratulations on a great season last year. We appreciate you stopping by this morning and obviously a continued success here in 2015.
Thank you.
Thank you. Corey Kluber joining us here at the table in Goodyear, Arizona. And again, all of our interviews all week long brought to you by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, proudly serving families, businesses, and communities since 1980. Your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain, Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning.